Welcome back to Ignite at Orlando, Florida. We are at Channel 9 Live, and this is the Java and Microsoft panel, and I'm here with Donovan Brown. Hello, Donovan.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me, Bruno.
Yep, I'm here with Jason Freeberg.
Hi, everyone.
Jeff Holland.
Yep, good to be here.
And Xiao Kaihe.
Hi, everyone.
So we got Visual Studio Code, we got Azure Functions, Azure App Service, and Azure DevOps. I'm sorry, Mr. DevOps.
Right? That's right.
All right. So we're here to talk about Java and Microsoft, and I'm so excited to be here. I was just at SpringOne. Actually, the four of us were at SpringOne from Pivotal this week in Washington, D.C. Sorry, Donovan,
I feel really left out all of a sudden. Goodness.
We'll invite you next year.
All right.
You submit the CFP, maybe. And we had a good time. We had a Microsoft keynote. We had a Microsoft booth. We showed stuff like Azure DevOps, actually, lots of questions about it. But cool. We also showed Azure Stack. We showed App Service. Yeah. We got VS Code questions about IntelliCode.
Yeah, we also have VS Code question about things like Dev Space. And we have a VS Code session there as well, which is very well accepted. Yeah,
and Azure Functions. Yeah, what
serverless.
Happened?
I know. It's the thing that's so exciting with something like SpringOne, because we were at, or I guess I wasn't, but you were at Java One last year.
Yes.
The amount of progress that has been made for like Java developers to be able to do things in production in Azure is awesome. So one of the things that I got to talk some about was how you can do serverless in Java. We have that Java language preview, just in preview for a few more weeks. But then also some of the cool integration we've done with frameworks like the Spring Cloud Function framework from Pivotal, and how that can work with Azure Functions too. So we got to share that with some people, and they were really excited about it too.
Yeah, and we also had another announcement on the Azure App Service. We went GA.
Yes, yeah. So for those that don't already know, Azure App Service is our fully managed platform as a service offering, hence the name. And so we've had it for a while, and we just released first-class support for Java SE and Tomcat applications.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So Java developers can just bring their jar or WAR files and just run on App Service.
Exactly. And so they can use tools that they're already familiar with, like Maven, IntelliJ, Eclipse, VS Code. And with the plugins we've built for those tools, they can deploy their code right away.
And they can even use Azure DevOps.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially use.
Exactly.
No, right? I will say in my session, one of the questions I got, these were people who, for the most part, hadn't been doing a whole lot on Azure. But one of the questions was, hey, I've seen a lot of stuff about this VSTS thing that Azure has. Can I do that with Java too? It was awesome to just be able to open up my Azure DevOps account and say, like, yeah, I've got Maven doing Maven build. It's running its test. It creates its package. And then it's just a single publish action. And it all works. Whether you're doing Java or .NET, it doesn't really matter. It works great either way.
And we did more than just Maven. If you want to use Gradle, if you're old school, you want to use Ant, wanted to meet you where you were, right? We don't want you to have to re-architect, rewrite, and port your app to a newer build system. Hey, Ant, we got you, right? We're going to build it, and we're going to deploy it for you. You want to use Gradle? Knock yourself out. Again, you've heard me say this all the time. Any language, any platform. We're not bluffing, right? We're trying to make this true for everybody.
And any operating system, because on Azure Pipelines, you have agents for Windows, for Mac, and for
Linux. Absolutely. So they're hosted for you in the cloud for free. There's nothing for you to install. Just bring us your Java code. Yeah. We will build it on any platform you want us to build it on. It's just like, it's always been that way. It's just, I hope this shows like this are going to get that awareness out there that we're here to help everybody.
The interesting thing that I found out when I was checking out Azure Pipelines was the support for the three operating systems. And I'm used to see projects on GitHub that have to configure Travis CI and AppVire and something else because these don't provide all the three operating systems. They have to provide
We
one
now
each.
Have one YAML file to rule them all.
Exactly.
Right? You no longer have to write two or three YAML files. You can literally, I saw the exact same phenomenon. I'm like, do they not know that we give you everything for one? Like, no, the answer was no. They did not know that. Right. So when you invited me to come here, I'm like, please, because we need people to know that we give you Mac, Windows, and Linux for free.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to say that part again. It's for free. They didn't even clap the other day when I was on the keynote. Like, no, for free. This is where you clap, people. Right? We don't charge you a dime for Mac, Windows, and Linux. And no one on the planet can do that. So it's awesome.
And for projects on GitHub, it's really easy, right? You go on settings, you find the marketplace, select Azure Pipelines, and you are done.
Yeah, 10 concurrent pipelines, unlimited build minutes on all three platforms, and it's in the marketplace. There's no easier way to get started. Absolutely.
Yeah. One of the cool things that we saw on VS Code is also the GitHub feature for pull requests.
Yes. Right?
You can quickly see what people are contributing to.
Yeah, this is actually a cool feature. We started collaboration with the GitHub team long before we even accredited them. So it's been a long journey, but it turns out to be a very good feature for all the developers using GitHub.
I saw us getting ready. They were demoing that to us for the Azure DevOps launch. And I went and downloaded it immediately because dealing with pull requests is a nightmare, right? And to be able to see them all right there, clone the repo, and be able to troubleshoot it right in VS Code is amazing.
Can you show us Donovan?
Do you have it installed on your machine?
I don't believe so, not yet.
No, I cannot show you this right now, but it's freaking awesome.
You see the computer?
Can you show us at least Azure pipelines?
I can probably show you Azure pipelines.
I've got one for
you got
it's
one?
An Azure
perfect,
function.
Perfect, yeah, because I'm not
Azure
logged in.
Here. This is
so let's go over here,
yeah,
and Donovan can
too.
Comment.
I can.
So,
I can.
So you move the mouse, and he talks over.
Exactly.
Okay, so I have this sample project I've been using for multiple Azure functions. That all it has to do is tell if a number is odd or even. And this is Azure DevOps. This is for a Java project running Azure Functions. And so there are some things in here that are going to be unique to Azure Functions. But the idea here is, here's my build pipeline. In this case, I want to do some custom configuration with the core tools. So I have some less Java E tools here. You wouldn't have these if you weren't working with Azure Functions. But this is where, to the point, I've got Maven. And all it's saying is, hey, here's my pom.xml file. Go do your thing. Go do a package. This could be Gradle instead. I create my artifact, and then I've got my nice release package where I can say this is ready to go out into production, and I have, you know, my dev environment, my production environment. I am butchering this compared to Donovan going over this UX, but at least now you can see it. This is how I could take my Java application. In this case, it's completely serverless. And push it to different environments, have custom build steps and whatnot.
But Donovan, you mentioned, we were chatting before, and you said something about YAML on Azure Pipelines.
Yes.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah, so
about
for
that?
Example, what you were just shown here by Jeff was the fact that we have this beautiful visual editor that you can use to build your pipelines. But a lot of us want YAML. We want everything in our source repository. So what we actually support is you can take that visual representation and literally click one button and export it into YAML and then commit that to your repository, and then we'll build that for you instead. And what I like to do is keep them both running side by side. That way I can modify the pretty easy drag and drop experience, get the IntelliSense, get the fill in the form, and then you can go to the newly modified task and say, just give me the YAML for that one change that I made, and I just copy and paste it into my YAML file. So that gives you the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and people can quickly change.
Sure, and if you're comfortable with YAML, which nobody is, because I always put too many spaces, like YAML's the worst, but I understand why we need it. So that's why I always keep them both side by side. Just let me see the pretty picture cool stuff, and then let me copy and paste it.
You know,
YAML.
I find funny, people complain for years for Maven and the XML file, and they feel comfortable with YAML.
I don't. I like JSON better. JSON is so forgiving, right? But and YAML is very strict and nagging me. It's like horrible. I hate it.
So, JSON, so we saw how to build applications. Thanks, Jeff and Donovan. And we saw how a pipeline is created, but how these applications run on App Service and what are the options?
Yeah, sure. So like I mentioned earlier, developers can use all of their favorite tools. And what we have here up on my screen is basic.
We are on screen one. Okay.
On screen one. You can see that this is a pretty basic application here, and we're looking at the POM file. Now, the plugin here, all you need to do at minimum is give us your application name, your resource group, and the runtime that you want your application to run on. And even if you don't have that app already up and running or that resource group, we will create it for you when your application is deployed. So those are the only three bits of information that you need. The runtime I'm using here is Tomcat, because I'm packaging this as a WAR file, but you could just as easily do a jar and run on JRE if you want.
What are runtimes besides Tomcat are available?
So we have Tomcat 8.5, Tomcat 9, and coming soon we'll be supporting Java versions 7, 9, and 10.
You mean the Java SE?
Java SE, thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, cool. So Java SE 9 and 10 will be available as the JDK.
Yes,
okay, interesting.
Yeah.
I heard something about Java EE as well. I think we are working on something
yes,
over there.
Yeah,
but
that's
let's not
in the works.
Dive into it right now because I want to get people excited. And by the way, if you have questions, please go to channel9.msdn.com and ask them. And we are happy to take a look at the questions that you have. Shokai, what else do we have on VS Code for Java developers?
Yeah, so we start the VS Code Java support with Red Hat with all the community people together. And by far, we have all the basic Eclipse features already ported to VS Code. So if you have some, for example, the IntelliSense auto-completion, and some basic refactoring features are already available. And we also partner with Pivotal on Spring Boot support. So now you can use the VS Code to do your Spring initializer to start off a new Spring Boot application. You can also see all your Spring Boot application running locally. And we also have more extensive extensions working with all the other frameworks and servers like Tomcat, Wildfly, Jetty. And also we have important things like JUnit support and debugger support. I think we have covered a lot of the daily jobs Java developers will need with the VS Code. So the concept of VS Code is like we think there are always people who want to use those quick, fast, lightweight editors. And when they want to use it with Java, we hope our features are there so they can use it. And there are also teams out there. They are really polyglot. They use different languages. And they already use VS Code for things like TypeScript and JavaScript. And when they want to use it for Java a little bit, we hope our features is also sufficient for them. So we still have a long way to go, but we decided to really invest there and help our developers with our tools.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows that you and I have actually recorded on Azure Friday, showing off a lot of that stuff. So if you want to see it in more detail, definitely go to Azure Friday and look up the shows that you and I did together. There's a lot of great Java support from not only from Visual Studio Code, but like you said, in Azure directly as well. It's been a lot of great shows on Java.
Yeah. One thing on Azure Functions that you guys did was templates. So you can go on VS Code and create a new function right over there, right?
So yeah. I can even, if we switch over to Computer 2, we can show that quickly. So I have an example here of a simple Azure function, all in VS Code. Let me close our old VSTS thing. A few things here. We use Java attributes to define, like, hey, I want to connect to an event hub. But some of the stuff Jacques I was talking about, I get nice things like saying context dot, and I have this nice autocomplete experience. But then to your point, if I want to like add a new function to this project, what the VS Code team has actually worked on are some awesome extensions that just work with Java. So VS Code is smart enough to know that this is a Java project, and if I want to, I can come in here and just say, hey, I want to add a new function. Oh, wow. It's going to go ahead and ask me, you know, hey, do you want this to be an HTTP trigger? Do you want this to trigger on a queue message? It will go build that all for me, and it even gives me some tests to start with, too. Like, it comes out of the box with a test project, which is always the last thing I ever think about. So it's nice that the templates just include with, like, oh, by the way, don't forget about this test file, and here it is, and here's a sample of our one working.
And here I am thinking, Jeff, he coded all this stuff, and I realized that you just picked the button.
I say I want the template, and I change the name to my name, and then I get up on a stage and say,
your value has just gone down thing, in my life. Function. Yeah, you've gone down a little in my eyes there, Jeff.
He just changed the name of the package.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
But yeah, the VS Code tooling is really cool, too. The debugging, it's really intuitive. You just say debug, it's going to attach a debugger. Publishing to Azure, couldn't be easier. This is actually one of the things that I love about like the Maven support, whether it's app services or functions. You just say Maven, you know, app service publish or Azure function publish. It takes care of it. Like, I don't have to go learn another CLI. I don't have to figure out what commands I need to run. I just use Maven, and it creates it for me. It creates all the things I need, and then it says, okay, you're up in the cloud. You're done.
Yeah, and one thing of the Maven plugin that I'm really proud of, because one of the features of the Maven plugin for the app service, I actually work and contributed to the GitHub project. Nice. So if it's a WAR project, it does a WAR deployment.
Sure.
If it's a JAR Maven project, it does a JAR deployment as a Java SE. So the Maven plugin will detect the type of the packaging that developer selected, and then just work on. So,
oh, very cool.
So that was super nice to do. And if I could do open source contribution, I think other people can easily.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Even you, Donovan.
Hey, I have two very popular open source projects. Yeah. Thank you very much.
5 weekly downloads.
Hey, that's 5 more than your project. That's all I'm trying to say, man. 5 more than yours.
Yeah, I'd actually like to add all our Java support, all our Java features, like those VS Code extensions are all open source on GitHub. And whenever you want to contribute, whenever you want to learn, there are plenty of documents ready as well.
Good. That's awesome.
Well, I did a count of all the extensions that we have for Java, and we have over 17 million downloads.
Yes.
Combining the Microsoft extensions for Java developers on VS Code, the extension from Red Hat, and the extension from Pivotal.
Right? Don't forget my 5 downloads.
17 million and 5.
Boom!
Yes, all right.
Making
good
contributions. And if you're watching and you have questions, please shoot the questions while we're up here so that we can go and answer those for you.
We keep waiting. I mean, it's okay.
We're so clear.
There's no questions when you have a panel like this, right? They're just in awe. They're just staring at their screens and taking selfies with it.
I'm not asking these clowns questions.
I'll save them. I know more than they do. Why would I ask them questions?
So So before we finish, one thing that we did announce at SpringOne yesterday was a collaboration with the Zoll Systems, that is a company that works on OpenJDK. And OpenJDK for Java developers is really important. It's where the source code of Java is available. So there was changes on how Java is released and how commercial support is provided, and long-term support is provided. So the partnership with the collaboration between Zoll Systems and Microsoft brought access to commercially free commercial support for Java long-term.
Wow.
For version 7, 8, and 11. So if you're a Java developer and you're running Java applications on Azure, just make sure you use the Zoll OpenJDK binaries and you get LTS support.
I love this too, because if you're worried, like if you're not running your Java in Azure today and you're like, how do I get LTS support?
Just bring
ship
to Azure.
It to Azure and you got LTS support for free. Like honestly, it's an awesome story.
Yeah. Just instead of Maven deploy, just do Maven Azure deploy.
Yeah, and now you have LTS support. That's all it takes.
Awesome. Cool. Guys, thank you so much for your participation here.
My pleasure.
Thank you for your collaboration with the Java ecosystem. And thank you all for watching.
Thank you.
Thank you.